Hello and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast. Now, the Radio Academy exists to celebrate excellence in audio, which does beg the question as to how I've ended up presenting their podcast. But there we are. My name is Christian Hugill, and this week we're celebrating excellent Christmas radio. It is just around the corner, so we wanted to unlock some of the secrets behind how radio stations gear up for the big day. But I couldn't unlock some Christmas sparkle on my own. If I'm Santa, I needed some little helpers, and they have come in the form of Gary Bones, producer in the music scheduling team at BBC Radio 2, a station he's been with for three decades, Stuart Davis, content manager for the Virgin Radio Network, and the first voice you're about to hear is Ben Woolford, head of music for the Magic Network. And before we get stuck in, a quick jargon buster. DSP is a clever system that allows music types to analyse what music stations are playing, and the C word in radio tends to mean Christmas. Not anything else. It's a family show.
Well, I wore my Santa hat specifically today. I know visual really works in podcasting. Just because obviously Magic are the only station, fully formed station, not just digital station, to go 100% Christmas, as we've done for the last, this is our fifth year. And we generally go around the same time, usually around the end of November, give or take a few days.
Yesterday, you ro-rolled me with the Rick Astley song. We played Rick Astley, and then it turned into Wham! Last Christmas.
I admit, we were a little bit early. I admit, well, I left here yesterday, and a few people said to me, I can't believe you played Christmas. So, okay,
it
I get it.
It is polarising. It's like, of course, it's a gorgeous song.
I know.
It's the 15th of November.
I know. I just think everyone deserves and needs that Hogan.
So we're safe now. We're going to wait until it's officially time to play Christmas songs.
But we'll take it
easy. Well, it's not going to be here because this is your own song, so you're not going to do it here.
Maybe we'll just hold out another few days or weeks or something.
Good tune. I love this tune. You know I do.
And it's changed since we've started. Everyone else seems to start going earlier and earlier and earlier. Not everyone else. I get the impression, and you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, Gary, but that December 1st is a hard start for Radio 2, and it seems to be a very strong line. Mm-hmm. But certainly some of our commercial competitors, Heart, tend to go about a week before us, and Smooth, etc. They obviously launched their 100% Christmas digital station in September or early October. So everything seems to be creeping further and further up front. But we think we got it just about right. I think about a month out is when all the adverts are on telly, when people are starting to turn their attentions to buying their presents and putting up their trees, and lights start to appear and everything gets a bit twinkly.
Ben, you are a Christmas maverick at Magic, aren't you? You guys are absolute festive rebels because, as you just said, you don't just have a digital spin-off 100% Christmas station. You boldly say, right, we are on the main Magic 100% Christmas. Why is that?
Well, it's an idea that wasn't our own. We actually nicked that idea from Mix Megapol in Sweden, which is another Bauer station. And it's something they'd been doing for a while and had great success with. I think they also do it on a lot of stations in the U.S. You know, it's a bit of ownership for Magic. This is one of our big tentpole things that we do. This is our time. Christmas is ours. And it's very easy to go all in on it. It's actually, in some ways, as a music scheduler, a lot easier to just play Christmas songs than try and transition from Joel Corey into Burl Ives. good luck, Gary. It's just something we like to do, and we've had great results off the back of it. We see it in our streaming numbers. We see it in our hours. We see it within our internal Bauer market share. It just ramps up and up and up, and hopefully other people see it too. We do get a certain amount of people who say, oh, it's too early, or, oh, I'm just switching off. But I tend to see the same message from them again the next day, which suggests that they're not actually switching.
That's like the old adage that Chris Moyles used to talk about. It's like, why don't you play some music? I can't stand listening to you. And then you'd click on them and go, yeah, but you've texted a lot over the past 2 years, so you're obviously sticking with me. Gary, let's bring Radio 2 in. You guys don't go 100% Christmas, but is that right what Ben said? There's a hard right. December the 1st is when we bring in Christmas.
Yeah, but Ben, actually, just before we mention that, Ben, you forgot to mention the old station I used to be a presenter on in the late 70s, early 80s, Downtown Radio, which I think is also part of the Bauer Group now. They've gone full Christmas as well. I know it's been after you, obviously, you know. So, but yeah, Radio 2, yes, an interesting one, because having been there for such a long time now, I've seen that people's attitudes, our listeners' attitudes towards Christmas has changed. And that's reflected, of course, by the fact that even now on TV, I saw my first Christmas ad this year, I think, on Channel 5, shockingly, in early October. So we have taken into account in recent times, you know, the listener demand for Christmas, obviously trying to balance the need between those who like Christmas and celebrate the holiday season and those who maybe think that hearing John Lennon or Greg Lake or Mariah Carey 50 times in 3 weeks is a bit too much. So in recent times, there was some research was done on Radio 2, and basically the general view of our audience was get Halloween, get Bonfire Night, get Black Friday out of the way and go full on Christmas. Now, when I say full on Christmas, somebody came up with a fabulous idea a few years ago of let's switch on Christmas in the way that you switch on the Trafalgar Square Christmas tree or the Blackpool lights, or you have something of a ceremonial. So last year, for example, we had the Queen of Christmas join Zoe Ball. Christmas is now switched on every December the 1st in the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show at 8 a.m. Last year, it was the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, who switched the Christmas on for us with her. And just last week, it was... well, some people are calling him Cliffmas now, but it was Sir Cliff Richard who did the honours.
The Zoe Ball Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 2.
Oh, I'm just a little bit excited. Just after 8, the 1st of December, and we are ready to officially kickstart Christmas. And, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have secured a Christmas legend to help us. Good morning, Cliff Richard.
Good morning, Zoe. I am so excited that it's finally December.
You and me both, Cliff. So, my darling, are you ready to switch on Christmas?
Zoe, you know me. I have got my mistletoe, I've got my wine, yes. And Christmas on Radio 2 is a go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Oh, Cliff, thank you.
You know, Cliff and Zoe launched Christmas on Radio 2 with a full-on hour of Christmas music and Zoe's show from 8 o'clock that morning. And then we roll Christmas out. And we roll it out for the first couple of weeks. It's normally about, you know, 3 or 4 oldies and 1 or 2 newies, depending on the strength of the new songs that come around in a given year per hour on the daytime shows. And as we get closer to Christmas, we might put maybe 4 or 5 in the week up to Christmas. Christmas oldies, the standard traditional fare. I mean, one of the good things about Radio 2 is the breadth of music that we can actually play in daytime. You were talking about segueing Joel Corry into something there, Ben. We can get away with that because of the unique style of our presenters. And one thing I always do as a programmer is take the presenter into account. So when programming on Radio 2, we have these large personalities, each with their own style, each with their own delivery. So within the overall policy of our music, which is timeless and melodic, I'm able to broaden out just from playing John Lennon and Mariah 100 times. So, for example, Harry Belafonte, his version of Mary's Boy Child would sit in some programs comfortably with some presenters, whereas the Boney M version of Mary's Boy Child would be better for some of the other presenters. So that way it allows us to broaden and not just re-churn over the same 30 or 40 tracks. And also we can dip into, in certain areas of the schedule, you know, more spicy Christmas tracks. And apologies if you are playing this, like things like Run with the Fox by Chris Squire and Alan White, San Damiano by Sal Solo, Michael Bolton and Winona, This Is the Time, and even, you know, going back into some of the Frank Sinatras and things like that. It was interesting that Ben mentioned Burl Ives. I was looking at Ben's track listing and I thought, oh, that's quite good. Good old Burl Ives coming out from the vault somewhere. So yeah, Radio 2 switching on Christmas basically now December the 1st. Interesting, another thing, and apologies for going on, but I was reading online about Christmas, and American stations during the pandemic were in March, April, and sometimes in the summer. A lot of American stations I was reading were playing Christmas music, the full-on Christmas, in the summertime, because they found that through research, their listeners were getting an uplift from this. Can't quite imagine our listeners on Radio 2 appreciating, driving home for Christmas in October or even in June, but there you go.
I don't think I've ever expressed a strong opinion in the 6 months I've been doing the Radio Academy podcast. It's not my place, but here's the first time. That is wrong. That's what that is. And I think we've got to move on. Stu, let's bring...
Hey, can I give an anecdote there? Because actually, I know some people who work at DSPs, and the quiet months at DSPs for Christmas playlists are April.
Wow.
That's when it dips. And then it comes back out again.
Good. So, I hope it is quiet.
There is something, and maybe we can get onto this later, that there is something in the quality of the music. And I think you make a really good point, Gary, about, you say in the States, but over the last couple of years, part of the appetite for this kind of music is warmth and nostalgia and a good feeling, sometimes melancholy. Some of the songs fit that. But coming out of the pandemic, with the year that we've had with, you know, the war in Ukraine and credit crunch, is that people really are looking for music to help turn their mood around. And this, there is something very special in this music that we find that it really people are looking for, that gives them the warmth that complements what our presenters can do on air with it. So that's been our experience.
And if that's Christmas songs in July, then whatever floats your boat, I suppose. Stu, when does Virgin like to bring in Christmas, Stu?
So we started on the 1st of December across the four Virgin radio stations by just sprinkling them in. We did it. Chris on the Chris Evans Breakfast Show was doing a no Christmas throughout December. So we were playing, featuring songs like The Flying Pickets or Frankie Goes to Hollywood, the Power of Love. Those Christmas songs, which are not Christmas songs, as a Tuesday feature right throughout the month. So we were doing Christmas, no Christmas Tuesdays, which sounded good. And the studio was all decked out with tinsel and holly. And on the air, we weren't playing Christmas songs to upset the listeners, but we were playing Christmas songs, if that makes sense. But I think for me, there's always been two dates. And I've spent years as a programmer battling with sales departments that want to put the C word on the air in the summer in commercials, because they want to sell places at Christmas parties, they want to sell Christmas events. And I've always stuck with that rule that let's get Bonfire Night out the way. So the 6th of November, you can put Christmas music on the adverts. You can say the C word in advance of that, but just use library music. Christmas music can start after the Bonfire Night is out of the way, and then music starts on the radio on the 1st of December. And that's the policy we've gone with this year and the last couple of years at my time at Virgin.
And you mentioned your, I think it was Gary who mentioned presenter specific. Has Chris got a view on this, dude? Is Chris a Christmas music fan, or is he a Scott Mills, who Scott liked to play Christmas songs in September on Radio 1 and officially launched Christmas? So, Gary, good luck with that battle next year.
Well, I do schedule Scott's music, and to be fair, he didn't ask for one early. He joined on October the 31st, and no, he didn't say, oh, can I have Mariah?
He played it on his last show on Radio 1, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I was about to say, he did it on his last show on Radio 1, but he's behaving himself. That's all it is. Next year, it'll be different. Stu, what about you? How does Chris come into it with Christmas music? Does Chris have a big say when you've got such a big name at breakfast? Does Chris have a big say on the music when it comes to Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, he wanted to do the No Christmas Christmas, so he wanted to talk about Christmas, but not ram Christmas down people's throats with the music in November. So, yeah, he has an opinion on that, and we sit down and we discuss with him the songs he's going to play, and we went full on Christmas. Zoe's show, we had Sir Cliff on to do, lucky he was in promo, and he's got a new album he's got to beat Stormzy to number one, so he's desperate to promote that album. So he was on with Chris on the 1st of December.
We've said this to many people on the show, but never before has it held more weight, carried more weight. He needs little or no introduction. However, he's still going to get one. Over to you, Vass.
He may no longer be a young one, but he's definitely still high class, baby, and smashing out chart-topping tunes. His new album, Christmas with Cliff, is out now and up against Stormzy for number one. Already celebrating an astonishing 8th decade with a top 5 album, it's a big congratulations to Sir Cliff Richard!
Good morning, oh Cliff. How you doing?
I'm good. How come you're all so bright this early?
Because we're getting paid.
We played some snippets of his Christmas songs, and then we went full on with Christmas on Chris's show, and then we pulled it back to just one per show on the rest of the network stations after Chris.
Right. The next question has already come up a little bit.
And Ben, you said something that intrigued me earlier, because it's one of those things to a non-music person like myself, to a rookie, unlike you seasoned pros, that the sort of troop of it gets earlier every year. Does it, Ben? Does Christmas get earlier every year? Is there a demand for Christmas earlier every year, or is that an urban myth?
I think we're slowly seeing that creep, and that could be any number of factors. But as I say, you know, as Gary pointed out, we had some Christmas adverts going in October. I think the big week, in the week right before we launched, and actually we used to go 100% Christmas all in one go, and we actually teased into this year with Ronan pranking Harriet on The Breakfast Show and sneaking in plays of Last Christmas early as a sort of debate in terms of, is it too early, is it not, and had some fun with it. And then when we did go, we had Andrew Ridgeley on to launch it as a member of one of the most famous Christmas songs of all time, one of the most beloved. And in years before, we had people like Michael Bublé and Leona Lewis to launch, Gary Barlow. And then we have two events at the Palladium to really launch it. So we had been talking about Christmas before we actually played Christmas songs. But again, people I know at DSPs told me that usually you get it to go from, as because I'm American, I'll use it as a reference point, Thanksgiving, which is just the end of November. That's when the playlists start to tick. But actually, they saw a jump this year at Halloween. So I don't know if there's something special about this year that people are just needing this music. They need something positive to look forward to in their lives in a way. As I say, this has been a rough 3 or 4 years for everyone, and maybe there's just something in it that's the creep, and it's not a commercial demand or a whatever demand. And you can see it, what Mariah is sitting at number one in the charts this week already. And if you look at the charts from last year and this year, there were more Christmas songs in the top 10 1 week earlier this year than there were last year. So you can see that the demand is moving slightly farther forward. And in terms of DSPs, where Christmas lists are something you do have to seek out, that's not necessarily passive listening, that does show a demand when otherwise some songs that come through in the charts in a way just because they're on big editorial playlists, it's slightly different with Christmas songs.
I think Ben's right. I think it's down to the mood of the nation, because I remember in my previous job and another big network I was working for, we went in the middle of November. Now, this is about 5-6 years ago. So this was before the stations came along playing 100% Christmas music as digital brand extensions. So we went early. We went about the middle of November, and we had a tirade of texts and emails from listeners saying, it's too early, it's too early. So we actually stepped back from it, and we took them off the air again for about another 10 days before we put them back on. So that was literally watching the mood of the nation. We got it wrong. We thought, do you know what? They're ready for Christmas. There's a big vibe about Christmas, but it was too early for them.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. We don't research songs on Radio 2 the way some of our competitors do. So our best research is sitting in the studio as a producer, getting barrages of texts or WhatsApp messages saying, come on, bring on Christmas, or for goodness sakes, far too early for Christmas. And that's the best indicator, as Stuart's saying, of public mood, really, or listener mood to our network.
I think that's really interesting, because I suppose I hadn't anticipated the moving goalposts nature of it. It's almost like judging where we are as a nation each year to year. I think that's really interesting. And Gary, here's another, let's call it a Christmas cliche, Christian's Christmas cliche, which I struggle to say, that it's the same songs every year. True or false, Gary?
Yes, it is the same. Well, there is the same core number of songs, which I'm sure my colleagues there will agree with. You know, there's the, you know, from the John Lennons, the Mariahs, the Wizards, the Slades. There's always a few to add in from the previous year. A lot of, the 70s is definitely arguably the heyday of the Christmas song, I think, or going back even earlier, the 50s and 60s, you know, the crooners type thing. But it does tend to be the same ones. But what we can do in Radio 2 is we can drag out some spice, ones that are only heard, you know, maybe once or twice during Christmas. And it's interesting as well, a lot of Christmas songs, as Stuart was saying, they're doing a No Christmas Christmas. I would class things like, yeah, as you say, The Power of Love, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Freiheit, Keeping the Dream Alive, Only You, The Flying Pickets, although there's now a Becky Hill version of that. You know, these non-Christmas songs, which though were hits around Christmas, which, especially for you, Jason and Kylie, which evoke memories. And I think a lot of the thing to do with Christmas is that people like, and our listeners in particular, they like evoking memories of the past and, you know, the childhood memories. And So basically, yeah, I mean, a lot of it goes back to you know, nostalgic memories of growing up. And the songs for our listeners will, you know, you'll hear more of some songs as years goes on and some will fade out. But there are the traditional nostalgia, and people love these songs. They only hear them for 3 or 4 weeks on our station a year, so they don't tire of them. But maybe as time goes on, we would play less of some of the really old ones, you know, and move things forward a bit as new ones come in to replace them. But sadly, there's not as many new ones with the longevity of some of the ones that came around in the 70s or 80s that are coming.
I think it's really interesting as well on Gary's point about the songs, that some of the new ones coming along are actually reworks of the original classic song. So there's a brilliant version we play on Virgin Radio Chilled of Maroon 5 singing John Lennon's Happy Christmas, War Is Over. It's a beautiful version. And a couple of the, we have live guests on Chris's show that have recorded Christmas songs for us. So we've got a Snow Patrol, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which is rolling around. And a Tom Walker just recorded a couple of weeks back of Let It Snow. So a lot of the newer songs that are coming through now are actually just old songs that have been reworked.
Thank you so much to Ben Wolford, Head of Music for the Magic Network, Gary Bones, producer in the music scheduling team at BBC Radio 2, and Stuart Davis, Content Manager of the Virgin Radio Network. We very much appreciate them giving away just some of their Christmas secrets. And if you want more top tips of the audio trade, search Radio Academy Membership to learn about all the things you can unlock by being a member for just a few quid a month. And one more Christmas treat before we break for the festive season. Drag race legend and radio fanatic Michelle Visage is on the pod next week. I look forward to talking to you then. Bye for now.